I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A temporary shuttle service to the summit of Pikes Peak begins today. 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The city is expecting an increase in the number of visitors to the top of America's mountain this summer. And because of the indefinite closure of the Pikes Peak Cog Railway and limited parking due to the construction of a new summit house, manager Jack Glavin says it's a necessary solution. Glavin says the shuttles will allow everyone to experience 14,000 feet.
It's going to be maybe a minor inconvenience for people, but others, I think, are going to enjoy the ride. They're going to get to see more of the sights as they drive up the mountain instead of worrying about driving on the highway.
He anticipates a 5 to 10 minute wait to board. Parking for the free service is at the hill climb start at mile 7 of the Pikes Peak Highway and at Devil's Playground. Visitors will still have to pay the normal seasonal rates to access the highway. Glavin says the shuttles will run through September. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.
Colorado Springs has launched a new campaign that aims to curtail panhandling by encouraging residents to give elsewhere. City crews placed 65 signs at strategic spots around the city yesterday that ask residents to support local agencies instead of handing out cash. The signs are part of the city's Help COS campaign that encourages people to donate online or by text through a new system. The donations collected through the system will be held by the Pikes Peak Area United Way. The organization will then grant the funds annually to the Pikes Peak Continuum of Care, which is a consortium of organizations that operate locally. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.